She's my sponsor on the daily right now. I do have a home group, which is TRT, and I haven't been able to be there in quite a few weeks because I've been having to step in down at the Salvation Army and carry an H&I meeting there. I am the H&I treatment coordinator valley-wide for H&I for Alcoholics Anonymous. So I do quite a bit of service work. Is that my choice? Nope. What I know is step two came to believe that a power greater than myself. So I came into the rooms originally in 2009 and I couldn't get it. Like, I just could not get this Catholic God that I grew up. I actually grew up Catholic Jew, so I'm full of shame and guilt. So that just doesn't ever really like go away. And so when I come in and it says that I have to believe in it, the word says that. If you look in your big book, the word is that. But in my mind, I see in. So I have to believe in this God, like in this higher power, in, which really boxed it in for me. So I already knew who my God was, and I had to put it all in there that he was going to return me to sanity. Looking back through a lifetime, I don't really know what sanity looks like. So to return it to me, I won't know when I get there. So I just have to trust that I can stay sober, which is my biggest problem, my biggest issue at the time. I do believe in God, and I call him God. And so for me, when I came to believe, it was not an event, it's a journey. So it just didn't happen where I woke up and I'm like, oh, I believe. It was, I believed and I knew it existed, but I needed to build on that. And so it was not just an event. Step two didn't come and say, hey, step two, you're done. It didn't happen like that for me. It kept growing and it's still growing. Like over, you know, 6 years later, it's still growing. You know, I call my sponsor and I'll be like, what's going on? She says, I'll tell you what's going on. And I'll tell her, hey, if you say it, I'm gonna hang up the phone. You fail to enlarge your spiritual life. Like it says it in the book. Like, you got your God, you're working with him, but you got to keep working with him. And you got to keep growing. You're growing. He has to grow. So my God has continued to grow. It isn't in this box. As a matter of fact, my God is so big that it's unbelievable the stuff that I have gone through now. It really is unbelievable. And I get into a lot of stuff even today. Like, I am so busy. I'm like, just so busy. Like, God is like, you need a side hustle. So I do believe in the universe. You know what I mean? I know that God looks down and goes, oh, I can't deal with this bitch. Universe, go handle that. And just spins everything into play of where it's supposed to be. I believe that. I believe that I'm coming off of a 24-hour shift. I'm a hospice nurse. And I was like, God, please let me have some clothes in the car. And look, I got clothes in the car because I was wearing scrubs when I was in the parking lot. Like that just, I don't worry. I do, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I hit my knees. And I'm gonna tell you something. In 2010, I was at a halfway house, Solution. And they put me in this room with this chick. And I swear to God, she was gonna eat me, right? Like, she had tattoos. She like smelled like these weird smells I didn't understand. And she wore a bindi and she had long black hair. And she just was, and she carried this big book. And I'm just watching her, she whirled around. And I'm thinking in my head like, what is going on here? Like, I don't understand. But what I did notice most about her were her eyelashes. And number two was that when she got up out of bed, because you know, your first week in sober living, you sleep with your eyes open because like everything freaks you out. So I saw her get out of her bed and she hit her knees. And I thought, does she know? I shouldn't look. Like, you know, like I shouldn't look because that's my shame of my God, right? Like, I shouldn't look. I shouldn't watch this person pray. And you know, from that day, I have never, to this day, drawn a sober breath without hitting my knees when I get out of bed. Not one. And I say the third step prayer. And I do have a bunch of other stuff that I do. And I do chant. And I do go to, like, one of my sponsees goes to the Buddhist temple, and I'm down to go to that when I can get free time. And I came in so judgmental about, like the elephant, you know what I mean? Like, oh, she's like has elephants all over her house, and you know what I mean? And like, she's burning incense, and she's wearing beads, and just so full of judgment that I was like separating myself from the experience. And once I could open myself and say, all right, God, there's got to be something to this, because this chick and I have nothing in common, like nothing, but she has everything I want, And she's walking around, okay, God, I get it. And she would just be walking around. I'd be like, oh, man, I bet you that bitch really hears God, you know, like that's what I'm thinking in my head. Now, today, I can honestly tell you, when I get up and I ask for direction, it's pretty clear cut. When people say, you know, oh, I did 1, 2, and 3, I'm working on 5, I'm like, how do you do that? Because I got to do 1, 2, and 3 like every day. Every day I do 1, 2, and 3. I wake up, I open my eyes, I go, oh, God, I'm powerless. I'm going through a divorce. The guy's an asshole. What am I going to do? And I roll over and I hit my knees and I'm like, oh, yeah, you got this. I'm going to do your work, you do mine. And I'm hit the ground running. And that's it. I have walked through some like incredible stuff. I was a year sober and I was already believing in God and I'm doing all this stuff and I'm giving it to God and I'm doing this, and I never lost my faith. I never gave it to him and then gave it back. And it was something that I worked very, 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 very hard on. You know, like I had to put in the work. They say step two doesn't take any work. It does too. It really does. Step two is so easy. It doesn't take any work. Yes, it does. I give everything to him. I was a year sober. My car got repoed. I lost jobs because nobody wants to work with anybody who's under a year sober because we're assholes. So, like, I couldn't even keep a job. I was going to get evicted from my apartment, and I never lost faith in God. Like, I was like, okay, God, I'll go do this temp job, and I'd get this little check, and I would go to the apartments. And I lived in a good apartment community, and I should have been evicted, and I didn't. Because he had it. He had it. So me coming to believe in the power, in that power, whatever that looks like, I can't. When I came into the rooms, he was, you know, brown, blue-eyed hair and hung on my grandma's wall. He doesn't look like that anymore. Like, it's bigger than that. It's energy, and I can feel it. And when I walk in and I see somebody, I'm like, I don't even know what to say here. I have not been asleep for 24 hours. Just give me another red line, please. And I see somebody who's like, that's what I needed to see. That's totally what I needed to see. Like, that's God talking to me. You say God shows up in people? God shows up in people in my life. Huge, huge. And when I shut my mouth and I just watch and observe, that's when I see God. That's when I see God, because that's when I need him, and that's when I need you, and that's when I need direction. Like, y'all are giving me the direction. Like, a sponsor will call, hey, this is what's going on. That's my direction. I need to get in the car and go over there and see what's going on. You know, like, coming here to speak, I'm like, you know, I can I call out of speaking? Is there any way to do that? And, you know, I'm just like, no, I just got to show up. Whatever happens, happens. It just happens. Because when I showed up in the room, we just said it. I didn't even have underwear on. I was wearing somebody else's flip-flops. So, like, it doesn't really matter what I'm wearing when I show up. God will take care of it. It's just going to happen. When I came to believe, I'm still coming to believe. I'm walking through a, you know, pretty stout, vicious divorce right now, and it's not painful. It's just like, all right, let's just go through this. You know what I mean? Like, give it to God. I'm not saying that it's like easy or anything, but it's not going to pick up a bottle and drink. I'm not going to do that. That's not going to solve anything or fix anything. Like, it just is what it is. God's got this. God has totally got this. And whatever God doesn't get or whatever I think he doesn't get, he sends in something that'll make sure that that happens. And it brings me back to just like focusing on what my primary purpose is, right? And that's just being of maximum service. Like, that's it. It's so easy. I'm so busy thinking about y'all that I can't think about myself. I totally believe that God has everything. He has me. And like, I don't live in fear today. I don't live in fear. If you asked me to make a fears list right now, I don't know what that would even really look like. And going through a divorce, you would think it'd be financial fear and fear of being alone and all of this and all of that. None of that. None of that. He's already shown us, right? He's shown me through you guys. He's shown me through, what, millions of other people every time I walk into a room. Every time I go down to the Salvation Army and a girl walks in, I'm like, yep, that's God, because that's the hardest place to do it, right? 6 months away with no call, no nothing, no people, nothing. Like, that's the stuff. And that's why I'm here. I don't need a lot of, like, God, show me a sign. I don't need all that. Like, I don't need to do that. I know that I know that I know that I know. That I have come to believe, and like I said, it's still a learning process. It's still a journey. I'm still open. When people still, hey, you want to check this out? I'm like, all right, let me see if I have time on my schedule. And I am totally open to it. Open to it. Because the experience that I've gotten since 2010 and being open to experience whatever's going to make my God bigger and my God grow has been phenomenal thus far. So it can only get better. I truly believe that. So that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.